जय बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस पुरुषाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्र मत कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी सुसिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी सुसिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी सुसिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वास ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 12th ऑफ श्रीमद्भागवतम चैप्टर 4th एंटाइटल्ड द फोर कैटेगरीज ऑफ एनिहिलेशन Text 34.
Yadaivametena viveka hetina. Yadaivametena viveka hetina. Maya maya ahankaranatma bandhanam. Maya. माया मया अहंकारनात्म बंधनम् छित्वा च्युतात्म अनुभवो अवतिष्ठते भाव अवतिष्ठते छित्वा अच्युतात्म अनुभावो अवतिष्ठते तम आहुर आत्यंतिकम अंग संप्लवम తమాహుర్ ఆత్యంతిక మంగ సంప్లవం యద్దైవమేతేన వివేక హేతినా మాయామయాహంకారణాత్మ బంధనం చిత్వా చ్యుతాత్మనుభవో అవతిష్ఠతే తామాహుర ఆత్యంతికమంగ సంప్లవం యద్దైవమేతేన వివేక హేతినా మాయామయాహంకారణాత్మ బంధనం చిత్వా చ్యుతాత్మ అనుభావో అవతిష్ఠతే తమాహురాత్యంతిక మంగ సంప్లవం యదేవమేతేన వివేక హేతినా మాయా అహంకారణాత్మ బంధనం చిత్వా చ్యుతాత్మనుభవో అవతిష్ఠతే తమాహురాత్యంతికమంగ సంప్లవం యదేవమేతేన వివేక హేతినా మాయామయాహంకారణాత్మ బంధనం చిత్వా చ్యుతాత్మనుభవో అవతిష్ఠతే తమాహురాత్యంతికమంగ సంప్లవం.
What word meaning? Yada, when, evam, in this way, etena, by this, viveka, by discrimination, hetina, showed, maya, maya, illusory, ahankarana, false ego, atma, of the soul, బంధనం ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ బాండేజ్ చిత్వా కటింగ్ కటింగ్ ఆఫ్ అచ్యుత ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్ఫెల్లిబుల్ ఆత్మా సుప్రీం సోల్ అనుభవ రియలైజేషన్ అవతిష్టతే డెవలప్స్ ఫర్మ్లీ తమ్ దాట్ ఆహు they call atyantikam ultimate anga my dear king samplavam annihilation. Translation: my dear Parikshit, when the illusory false ego that binds the soul has been cut off with the sword of discriminating knowledge and one has developed realization of Lord Achyuta, the Supreme Soul, this is called the Atyantika or ultimate annihilation of material existence. Since there is no purport here, we are moving ahead, 35th, 36th and 37th sloka.
Nityada sarva bhutanam brahmadinam parantapa ఉత్పత్తి ప్రళయావేకే సుక్ష్మాజ్ఞా సంప్రక్షతే.
Translation: experts in the subtle workings of nature, O subduer of enemy, have declared that there are continuous processes of creation and annihilation, that all created beings, beginning with Brahma, constantly undergo. 36th sloka:
కాలాశ్రోతో జవనాశు హ్రియమానేష్ నిత్యదా పరిణామ పరిణామాణ అవస్థాస్త జన్మ ప్రళయ హేతవః.
ఆల్ ద ఆల్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంటిటీస్ అండర్ గో ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ అండ్ ఆర్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ and swiftly eroded by the mighty currents of time. The various stages of existence that material things exhibit are the perpetual causes of their generation and annihilation. Text 37. Anadi antavatanena kale neshwara murtina avasthaneva drishyante viyati jyotisham iva. Translation: these stages of existence created by beginningless and endless time, the impersonal representative of Supreme Lord, are not visible. Just as the infinitesimal momentary changes of position of the planets in the sky can't be directly seen. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although everyone knows that the sun is constantly moving in the sky, one cannot normally see the sun moving. Similarly, no one can directly perceive his hair or nails growing. Although with the passing of time, we perceive the fact of growth. Time, the potency of the Lord, is very subtle and powerful and is an insurmountable barrier to fools who are trying to exploit the material creation. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yutapadakamlam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kant Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kam karoti vachal, pangum langayate giram, yat kripa tam hamavande, Sri Guru Dina Tarunam, Paramananda Madhava, Sri Chaitanya Swaram. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaisnavas here, and those who are hearing online and through sound vibration, kindly bless me so that I would be able to do some kind of service to this exalted verse, Atyantik Pralaya and different kind of Pralaya which is mentioned here. Certainly I don't have any realization of this topic, but by your kind blessings, by empowerment of yours, I would be able to do an attempt to this particular topic. And also whatever I will be presenting, certainly all of you might have heard from all the exalted Vaishnavas. Whatever presenting, it may be just like a revision for all of you. And by your kind blessings, I will be able to do an attempt to please all of you. So, this particular canto, canto 12th, as all of us are going through, so we are in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Already we have seen, Sukadeva Goswami has explained the 10th canto, the beautiful, wonderful pastime of the Lord. And now, finally, in this 12th canto, he is like closing the bottle. Already the nectar was presented in 10th canto. Of course, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is nectar. However, the 12th canto is like the final end of the entire presentation which he is giving. So as we know, there are 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha, asthanam, poshanam, utaya, manamantari, sanukatha. So in this we saw how so systematically in subsequent cantos, creation was explained, sarga, secondary creation was explained, visarga, then asthanam, the places for all the living entities was explained, then sthanam, poshanam, how Lord do protection, and then utaya, impetus, and then manvantar, how the time changes and different manus and their descendants, how they rule, and then isanukatha, the glories of Lord and his devotees, and then beautifully in 10th canto, the Asraya Tattva is explained. And after explanation of Asraya Tattva in 11th canto, Mukti. And finally, in this canto, Nirodha. That is going back to God. That is closing the entire presentation. So there is this beautiful way Srimad Bhagavatam is being put forward. For, of course, Sukadeva Goswami, as well as for practically all of us. As we have seen, the first two cantos are like the two wonderful lotus feet of the Lord. 10th canto is the beautiful face of the Lord. Similarly, this 12th canto is like the head of the Lord. So now, the first principle which we are going to discuss here is a beautiful beginning is really wonderful. If we begin something, and if we begin it beautifully, nicely, perfectly, it's really wonderful. No doubt about that. However, equally, and in fact not equally, sometimes it is more important is to end perfectly. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is ending it here in this canto, 12th canto. It's like a perfect end. How this perfect beginning and perfect end, all of us have experienced also. If a beginning is perfect, it gives few things. If the beginning is wonderful, it gives confidence. Just for example, all of us have been playing cricket. If the beginning, opening batsmen have done really wonderful, you know, inning, then the subsequent players, they are very confident, you know. So the beginning gives confidence. The beginning, wonderful beginning, gives sustenance. The things are very nicely sustained for little longer period of time. However, also a good beginning gives comfort. Some kind of the player which are there in the third or fourth down, they are a little bit comfortably situated. Oh, it's a good beginning. So good beginning is really powerful and wonderful because it gives beautiful some kind of sustenance, some kind of comfort and of course confidence to upcoming whoever is going to come ahead. However, more important than having just a good beginning, just imagine thing beautifully started, it blossomed beautifully, but at the end everything collapsed. At the end all the wickets or whatever just immediately, you know, all the 7-8 wickets just went in only few runs. How it is? So similarly, end, a beautiful well end gives legacy. When something has ended beautifully, it creates a legacy for others. People can follow that particular example. So a beautiful end creates a legacy, it creates an example. So Sukadeva Goswami is not just keeping, okay, it's a good beginning, wonderful beginning. He is concluding also, he is ending also so beautifully, so that it could become a legacy for people in general. It could become an example for people in general. And most important, it would create an inspiration. When something is an inspiration, when people see, wow, this is what I want. When something has begun good but didn't end well, people don't want. When something inspires us, when we want, yes, this is what I would also like to have. And when that inspiration comes, when the end is beautiful. So here, see the beautiful presentation of Sukadeva Goswami. He's not just beginning this entire Srimad Bhagavatam so beautifully, but he's ending also so beautifully, and that is what this 12th canto is all about. In this 12th canto, just like a perfect coach, now he is going to give few final instructions, few final key things to Parikshit Maharaj. He has already given the essence. The essence is 10th canto. He has already told about Krishna, everything. Nothing new has to be spoken. But a perfect coach, when he is going to depart, when he is leaving, he will just remind few important key elements. What are those key elements? What are the don'ts? And what are the do's? So do's has been already explained. And now here in this canto, he is telling about the don'ts. And what are the don'ts? Don't be attached to this particular place. And that is the theme of this canto. Become detached of this material world. And that's why he is giving this entire, which is the topic of our today's discussion. The dance of the time. How the time dances and everything gets annihilated. So today's class, we are going to see the dance of the time. And the acronym for today's class is dance. So before moving ahead to that, we are a little bit more going to discuss on this particular topic. Before we see the dance of the time, we are seeing some of the key things. How Shastra gives so many examples where there is an imperfect beginning and imperfect end. There is an imperfect beginning but perfect end. And there is an perfect beginning but imperfect end. And there is perfect beginning and perfect end. So here, let's see, first imperfect beginning and imperfect end. Of course, we don't have to find out a Shastric example for this. We can see all around us an imperfect beginning and imperfect end. People don't have their goal for self-realization. So their beginning only is sense gratification. So in the beginning only is sense gratification, it's imperfect beginning. And the end, no inquiry for Krishna, no inquiry for spiritual realization, no meeting with any Vaishnava, end is again continuation in samsara. So imperfect beginning, beginning with sense gratification, and end with continuation in the samsara. Practically, if we see the whole material world maximum population will come in this category where the beginning is imperfect and the end is also imperfect. Let's see some example of perfect beginning. The beginning was perfect, but it ended with imperfect end. Of course, the glory of bhakti is such that in fact the imperfect end also, later it becomes perfect, but however, it becomes delayed because of certain things. So, perfect beginning and imperfect end. The classic example of Saubari Muni. The beginning was perfect. He just detached himself. He went inside. He went inside the waters and he started to meditate for his salvation. Perfect beginning. What this human form of life is all about? Tapo Divyam. For what purpose? To ultimately return or to get this Atyantik Pralaya or to return back to Godhead. However, this Saubari Muni just got attached. Just he saw some fishes coming together and because of the curse which he had given to Garuda, because of that one thing he got affected and finally this end which could have become perfect, it got extended. It got extended. And of course, bhakti is so powerful that in due course of time, Lord allows a person to get perfected. But then, it was an imperfect end for some time. Another example is of Bharat Maharaj. Beautiful, perfect beginning. He had such an opulence. He had such a beautiful parentage. Everything was perfect. And he left everything, went to jungle, and there just got attached to deer. Perfect beginning, however, an imperfect end. Of course, again, we are just discussing for having a clarity of a concept here. The beauty of bhakti is that never something remains imperfect. In due course of time it becomes perfect. However, it got extended. And why? Just because he was little bit careless and he got attached to certain deer. So here it is perfect beginning but imperfect end. Let's see some example of imperfect beginning and perfect end. There are so many examples where the beginning was imperfect. It was not so amazing. And the classic example is example of Valmiki. His beginning, he started his journey. He was not a devotee. He was not an exalted personality. But when he met Narad Muni, what an amazing perfect end he got. Similarly, Vishwamitra Muni, also perfect end, maybe imperfect beginning. Similarly, Mrigari the hunter, imperfect beginning but perfect end. The power of coming close to a Vaisnava. And finally, we are discussing the perfect beginning and perfect end, and that is what the example is of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj started. He had already seen the Lord when he took birth. That was his beginning, perfect beginning. What can be a better beginning than this? He saw the Lord face to face. And in fact, that's why his name was Parikshit, because he was always doing pariksha, considering, is he that? And that's why he was named Parikshit Maharaj. So perfect beginning. And now his coach or his spiritual master wants that he would have a perfect end as well. Of course he is going to have perfect end because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. However, as a duty here, Sukadeva Goswami is presenting this entire Srimad Bhagavatam so that at the end, due to certain things which Bharat Maharaj or Saubari Muni or other examples where the end became delayed or imperfect, those things should not happen here. And that's why he is giving this message of detachment. Already you have become attached to Krishna, now become detached of this world. This world is bhutva bhutva praliyate. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is presenting his wonderful expertise so that at last moment, person should not get distracted due to certain thing. Bharat Maharaj was perfectly, he had really got the bhava stage. Just little bit inattention, he diverted his love to certain place and then remain attached to this material world or extended his journey in this material world. So here Sukadeva Goswami by his instruction is trying to beautifully seal or close the bottle. As we have heard this example again and again in VTA, our Prithu Prabhu had come and he had asked, he told this story. Once a time, Srila Prabhupada almost in his last days on his deathbed, he had asked for medicine, and a devotee, wonderful devotee, he brought the medicine and he gave the medicine. And then after taking the medicine, Srila Prabhupada told, this is the problem. What was the problem? He had opened the bottle but didn't close the bottle. So this is the problem. You know how to start things, you know how to start projects, but you know don't know how to properly end that, how to properly close that. So here we see this beautiful concept of not just starting well, but ending well also is the message which we are seeing here in Srimad Bhagavatam in this 12th canto. Beginning is good, it's great, it's wonderful. However, the end must also be perfect. And then it is a complete and wonderful offering which will create a legacy, which will create an example, and which will create an inspiration for others to follow. So now, with this particular detachment, how to bring out detachment in Sukadeva, in Parikshit Maharaj. So that topics are being given here in these chapters. In order to bring detachment, the first aspect, now we are moving in the acronym dance, the first aspect which he is telling is from the alphabet D, and that is the destruction or the deterioration which is anyway going to happen by the power of time. No one can stop it. The destruction of the deterioration of dharma, the destruction of everything which is the characteristic of time. So when the kala, when the time dances, Parikshit Maharaj may have certain kind of guilt. Oh, if I would have remained for some more time, since he was a dharmic king, he could have had this this thought, I could have ensured the dharma could continue for a long period of time. But through this first three chapters and the Bhumi Gita, here beautifully Sukadeva Goswami is going to tell the power of Kali. The dharma is already going to go down. Doesn't matter whether you are going to be there or not. It is the power of time. And in this time, the dharma has already started to go down. Already 1/4 of all the principles are remaining. And in future, everything else will also go down furthermore. I am not going to go in detail of this because already our esteemed speakers, our earlier Vaishnavas who spoke on this topic, they gave in great detail everything. How the dharma, the satya, tapa, then austerity, then cleanliness, everything will come down. How the kings will exploit the citizen. All the principles of dharma will gradually just remain like a symbol. it will hardly be followed for its essence. It will be followed just for show. And that is what Kali Yuga is going to do. So this is, by this, Parikshit Maharaj may get a consol. He will be consoled. Sukadeva Goswami is consoling him. Don't think that had you continued as an emperor, things would have been better. This is the time. Just like when night happens, there will be no light. It will be darkness. Similarly, this Kali Yuga means dharma will get deteriorated. Then the next concept is from the alphabet A, which I am going to little bit furthermore explain, and that is annihilation of time. In the first was more like deterioration of dharma, and here annihilation of all kind. So in subsequent verses, earlier verses, we saw the four kind of annihilation. Already is being discussed. Two kind of annihilation has already been discussed by our speakers. And two kind of annihilation. One is this particular verse, and subsequent verse which I am discussing is of the final one. So let us see this four kind of annihilation by this simple analogy. This is Nitya, Naimittik, Prakritik and Atyantik. Just like we go for drama festival, and there are four dramas. One day, day one, we go for drama, and there is wonderful drama happening on the day one. And as soon as the day one gets over, everything of that particular drama, all the costumes, everything is no longer there. The day two, another set, everything another. So that is the first kind of destruction, which is like at the end of Brahma's day. After day of Brahma, just like on the first day of drama, everything is there, now it has been removed. Similarly, whatever everything is there, it comes to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then again, second day, Brahmaji again recreates the first kind of annihilation, that is Naimittika. Then second annihilation is when the entire drama festival is completed. Everything is done. So all the costumes, everything. If you take this example like a circus, a person places a circus and the circus is completed. Everything, whatever was there few days before, now everything has been taken away. All the hathi, ghoda, everything, whatever different kind of things are there, everything is taken away. It's like prakrit pralaya. Annihilation at the end of Brahma's lifetime. So that second kind of pralaya. Nothing remains for that particular time. And again, when Lord desires, then all the elements which goes in Prakriti, and finally all the elements start manifesting. Again, it happens when the will of the Lord is there, and when again Lord wants to create. So that is second, Prakriti. The third one is this one, which we are discussing here in this particular sloka, 34th. And before this, few slokas are there which were explaining this entire thing, and this sloka is ending with this Atyantik Pralaya. And henceforward, that is from 34th sloka, 35th sloka onwards, it is Nitya Pralaya. So this, what is this Pralaya? Atyantik Pralaya is the Pralaya where it happens after the drama festival, when His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj or different Vaisnavas go inside, and the person who is doing the drama comes out in his original position and, you know, seek blessings from the spiritual master or Vaisnavas, and Maharaj says, "You did a good job." So basically coming back to the original position, coming back to our original position, who we were. And when we were doing the drama, we were thinking, I am so and so, and we completely get absorbed ourselves in that particular ego, that particular role. And that is what this Atyantik Pralaya is all about, to ending our ahamkara, to ending our real false ego, which we are considering real for that particular time of the drama. that particular entire drama time, person thinks, I am so and so, I am king, I am this, that, everything. And finally, when the drama ends completely, the person comes out from his role. That is what is atyantik pralaya. And this is very, very difficult. Certainly now what I am going to speak, I am not having the adhikar to speak, but I am just speaking because I am presenting here Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever I have heard. And this atyantik pralaya, this is so powerful annihilation, this annihilation, in fact the power of time, the time also doesn't have the power to dissolve the false ego. The power of time is this power of Lord. It's the Lord Himself. However, this atyantik pralaya, the power of the false ego is such that in fact this kala, this time, is not able to destroy it. That's why this living entity comes again and again, take different roles, take different shapes, take different false egos, and he continues in this material world. Now question raises, how this atyantik pralaya can be done? How this atyantik pralaya can take place? And that is what was explained in earlier verses. Sukadeva Goswami first tells that through a spiritual realization, through the process of Jnana Misra Bhakti, or through the process of pure devotional service, by the grace of Achyut, it is possible to annihilate this atyantik, or this ultimate annihilation, or to dissolve the false ego, which is impossible to dissolve by, in fact, the most powerful time. Now, we will just little bit ponder upon, little bit the concept of atyantik pralaya. This false ego is the beginning of our journey in this material world. Why we come here? As soon as the jiva turns himself from the Lord and he sees Maya and starts to think himself that I want to enjoy, that is the beginning of the living entity's journey in this material world. And the end happens when the living entity finally realizes that I am Brahman, I am the eternal part and parcel of the Lord. Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishner Nityadas. And see the beauty of bhakti process, what we have been blessed. See the beauty of bhakti process, the very beginning of bhakti process is Ado Guru Padasre. We go and take shelter of Guru. And what is the medicine, or what is the journey through which the Guru starts taking the disciple? The Guru starts taking the disciple in the journey of breaking the false ego from day one. As soon as the disciple is initiated, he is given his original position. And what is that? He is reminded of his original position. And what is that? Das. So and so. Someone asked Prabhupada, what is meaning of my this name? Prabhupada told, most important word is Das. D-A-S. We are servant of the Lord. So the beginning of bhakti process, where we see this, a spiritual master gives him or initiate him for what? So that the atyantik pralaya could begin. The living entity who is thinking himself as enjoyer, proprietor, controller can understand, no, I am not enjoyer, proprietor, controller. I am Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishner Nityadas. I am eternal servant of Krishna. That's why people say bhakti is easy. People say bhakti is very easy. Hare, it's very chanting, dancing, ye sab sentimental cheez hai. People say, had it been so easy, we had discussed that day so nicely in Shyamananda Prabhu's class, why not they practice it? It's not easy. It's not easy because it directly requires the false ego to be put. It requires directly the false ego to be surrendered. It's not so easy. In other processes, in the process of karma, in the process of jnana, the person has the feeling of achievement. I did it. because of my prowess I could do this, I could do that. In bhakti, because the very beginning is the root, people's root in the material existence, it is the false ego, and from very beginning the bhakti process just cuts the false ego, just removes the false ego. It's not so easy, because what in bhakti process a person has to do? Become servant. And it's not so pleasurable, it's not so very soothing to the false ego. That's why other processes, it may externally look difficult. Externally it may look, it's so very difficult, hatha yoga or this yoga or that yoga. Externally it may look difficult, but actually it is not difficult, because it is not giving the biggest challenge to the soul or to the person, because it is not expecting you to submit your false ego. Other processes don't expect submitting the false ego, whereas bhakti begins with this process where it is expected that in Guru's guidance, in Guru's ashram, in Guru's service, a person gives his false ego. And that's why we see the classic example of the South Indian Brahmana. Did he had any expertise of reading a scripture or having the false ego of satisfaction of I am a scholar? He was not able to pronounce also properly. Others scholars were laughing on him that he is not able to pronounce properly, whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could very easily identify what he could identify. He has given up his false ego. Shuddha Ashuddha Gita Padhi Guru Ragyamani. This person has given up his false ego and is bowing down to his Guru and following the Guru's order. And that is what is the method through which the false ego is deteriorated or annihilated. It's the ultimate annihilation. That's it's not easy. It's not easy. Other processes are very much easy. Externally it may look difficult, but it is cushioning to the false ego, because there is a scope for the false ego to say, I have done this. In bhakti, what? Nothing. At the end, everything for the pleasure of Guru, for the pleasure of Krishna. And whatever you did, that also you give credit to Guru and Krishna. And at the end, whatever result also came, you offer to Krishna. What is the scope? But however, that is what is the way by which the living entity or the soul gives up his false ego and gets the original, real, beautiful whom? None other than the bliss of the Supreme Lord. Because when atyantik pralaya happens, when the person comes to his original position, he realizes the true bliss of being with the Supreme Lord, which cannot be compared with any kind of false ego trying to give a sense of, or little bit some kind of hint of or imagination of happiness in this material world. It cannot be compared. So this is atyantik pralaya. Of course, I am just speaking from theoretical perspective. I am not a person who have realized this verse, but just for presenting this, I am putting this concept which is being explained about atyantik pralaya. Most difficult, yet that is what is ingrained in this bhakti process. We don't have to do anything separately for it. We don't have to devise bigger and newer and better and something relevant methods. It is already ingrained in this simple bhakti process where we follow and please our Guru Parampara. And that's why Srila Prabhupada boldly, he went in Western countries. For what purpose? To give this most benevolent and beneficial gift to everyone. And that gift is by which they can perfect their human lives. And that gift is the process of bhakti yoga, by which they can end the most difficult thing, difficult, ultimate annihilation of false ego. Atyantik pralaya. So now the next slokas, that is from 35th, 36th and 37th sloka, tells about nitya pralaya. So nitya pralaya is, in this drama example analogy which we discussed, it's like after second scene or third scene, you know, the first scene is no more. First scene has gone. It's over. Second scene has gone. Similarly, if the drama is of 3 hours, 2.5 hours when I am at, if I am at 2.5 hour of the drama, already whatever had happened from the beginning to 2.49, 2 hour 49 minutes, whatever, is over. And that is what is Nitya Pralaya. Every moment that pralaya is happening. Every moment, what had become past is now past. We cannot bring even an iota of it back. What we can bring back is just the memory of it, or some kind of our dream, or some kind of experiences which we had, just remembering it. Otherwise, neither that experience nor that object, nothing will remain. Everything has gone. So why Sukadeva Goswami is explaining all this atyantik pralaya and everything? Now the concept of nitya, pralaya is, now someone's laptop is stolen. I am not getting affected at all. However, if that laptop is mine, and if it has been stolen 1 hour back, I will certainly get affected. So though nitya pralaya is happening, everything is taking, the time is taking away everything. However, if that thing is not belonging to me, I will not get affected. But if that thing belongs to me, I will get affected. So here, a beautiful concept in the theme of detachment is attachment to the things. The more we are attached to things, the more, even if the nitya pralaya is happening, we will be affected by it. But if we are detached of it, even though we know it has gone, it will not come back, if we are detached, we will not get affected. So nitya pralaya, though everything is going to go away in due course of time, and whatever had happened in last for few hours or last few minutes, last few seconds, that cannot be brought back. However, if I am attached to it, if I am very, very attached to that particular thing, I will be in misery. Though reality is, things are being taken away. Every time, every moment will go away. However, if we are detached from it, then we will not get affected. So Sukadeva Goswami is giving here the concept of detachment, that even though time will take away everything, but if you are detached, you will not get affected. So that's the important theme of this detachment, where this annihilation, all different kind of annihilation is being presented, and in that Sukadeva Goswami is trying to give the seed or essence of detachment. And the third concept of this power of time is from the word N, from the alphabet N, and that is, when the time dances, when everything gets annihilated, only few things remain. And what remains? Name remains. So and so was this particular person. Everyone's name remains in the history. So and so person were there in 2020 speaking Bhagavatam from this place, or so and so person was there who was king or prime minister or this or that. And that's why we see Bhumi Gita, and in 9th canto Sukadeva Goswami gives list of so many kings. Where are they now? So the time tells, what remains is just the name. This name will remain. And now I had thought to bring out another acronym, name, N-A-M-E, where I would discuss something. What is going to remain when the name remains? The first is N, the name is not identical with the person. Now, Albert Einstein, he must be one of the greatest scientists of this world. But now, he founded this theory of relativity, but now, who knows, he must be reading this theory of relativity himself and don't know whether he himself would be able to solve the problem connected to it or not. Who knows? He may be the same person, but now unable to discuss, unable to comprehend, unable to solve the problem connected to it. So the name and the person are different. Name just remains. It is not at all going to give any benefit to the person. It is not going to give any benefit to the person who had done so much in the history. Another thing is from the alphabet A. This name, for doing so much, it gave you so much anxiety. Person was always in anxiety. Arey, mera naam aaya ki nahi aaya, zara dekho list mein. You know, aaya bhi to, if the rank list has come, to niche kyun aa gaya? Again anxiety. If it has not come, an anxiety. Aur aa gaya, suppose a person becomes first rank, again anxiety. Next time again he would have the first rank. So this material is so designed, for the name is not identical, and even if the name is identical, it will always give anxiety to the person. Oof, now again. And then the third aspect of name is from the alphabet M, and this is the person is so very much mad, so very much mad, so that late his name be remembered, or late his name be famous, or late his name be recognized. Mad for his name to be famous. Though what it brings, anxiety, though it is not identical. And finally E, and in order to bring this name, this madness for the name, the person is so much, he is putting endeavors, excruciating endeavors he put to bring name, fame, prestige, and ultimately what it happens, what it brings, it just brings name in the history of the pages of the time. It doesn't add anything, any value to that particular person. So here we saw the N, that is, name will only remain. Nothing else will remain as the time will move. The dance of the time, only name will remain. So an intelligent person would not like to keep the name remain. Just for what purpose? For what purpose just this name is remaining when it is not going to add any value? So we are going to discuss the fourth thing, that is from alphabet C. And that is, now Sukadeva Goswami tells is how the time is cyclic in nature. The time is so cyclic. Don't worry. Even though this Kali Yuga is going, after this Satyuga will come. And after this Treta, Dwapar, and it's a cyclic mood. If you are thinking, oh, Dharma would have continued, no problem. Dharma will again come on its original glory in Satyuga. It's cyclic effect of the time. So the cyclic nature of the time. We don't have time to discuss further on this. And finally, the word alphabet E, and which tells the essence of all, that which time wants to tell. When time dances, only one thing is there which doesn't get affected, and that is essence of all, and that is glories of the holy name, glories of the Lord. And that's how Srimad Bhagavatam ends, that Naam Sankirtana Yasya. You chant the holy name of the Lord, and by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the most glorious position a living entity will get. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling about the detachment, and at the end, he is also telling the most essential thing is the reminding of the most critical thing, and that is the essence of entire scripture is the holy name of the Lord. Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Harer Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. So since we are quite more ahead of our stipulated time. We want to end it properly. So I will just end with the entire discussion summarized in 1 minute. So we discussed in this how Srimad Bhagavatam is now in this 12th canto is doing a perfect end. And perfect end is, we discussed how Sukadeva Goswami is reminding Parikshit Maharaj of the concept of detachment through the concept of time, the power of time. And in this we discussed how there is imperfect beginning, imperfect end, imperfect beginning but perfect end, perfect beginning and imperfect end, and finally perfect beginning and perfect end. And he wants to give Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj perfect beginning and perfect end. So that's why he's giving the concept of detachment. And through this he is telling about the concept of time, that how time dances. And through the dance of time we saw the D, the destruction of dharma and destruction of everything, and then A, annihilation of everything. In this A, we discuss through the example of drama, the Naimittik, the Prakritik, and then Atyantik Pralaya. In Atyantik Pralaya, we discussed how this entire Atyantik Pralaya, the destruction of false ego, is very much possible, very easily, by the process of Bhakti Yoga. And then finally, we discussed Nitya Pralaya, in short, where every moment things are being taken away, and if a person is detached, he will not get affected by it. And after it, we saw N, that is, name will remain in this world. And then finally we saw C, for cyclic nature of the time, that how time is not going to just ensure the Kali only. After some time, Satyuga will become prominent. And in this way, things will continue moving. And finally, at the end, we saw essence of all is the holy name of the Lord. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord. If we take to this, we can perfect our lives, we can perfectly do this Atyantik Pralaya, and then our name will be of value, because the name will be in the list of those people who have successfully executed the human form of life. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.